Brother Studios, Leavesden, Act One, Take One.
If it's movies you're selling, what better than casting William, Kate and Harry in the leading roles? And if you were after a stuntman, Prince Harry would normally step up to the plate. Not today. The action man was finding the boys' toys, on the one hand, a little noisy. On the other, Dark Knight's superfan William wasn't letting him get a look in. The Duke loves his motorbikes, but he's never ridden the Batpod. Joker Harry was left making bat ears at his older brother.
It's amazing.
A joke which backfired as the Duke opened Warner Brothers' new £100 million facility.
To be honest, I'm over the moon just to have seen the real Batmobile and Batpod. Josh, Barry, you don't do baby seats for those cars by any chance, do you? On the other hand, Harry's just excited to see a real-life talking owl in the Harry Potter film.
Number two.
And it was then on to the set of the Harry Potter movies, a multi-billion pound franchise. But if another franchise, the Windsors, were going to sprinkle a little extra magic dust on proceedings, first a short spell in Wand School. A duel followed between William and Kate, the Duchess more than holding her own.
Okay, ma'am, if you can do it on two.
And Prince Harry, well, it just didn't seem to be his day.
Oh, put some effort in.
It's the wizard, never the wand.
But of course, it's not just about William, Kate and Harry. It's also about the 500 children from their patronages who have also come to join them today.
Do you mind coming up, please?
Well, I haven't finished yet.
It may seem like Prince Harry still lives in a fantasy world, but reality is about to strike for the Duke and Duchess, currently auditioning for a remake, Parenthood. Paul Harrison, Sky News at Warner Brothers.